President Trump is campaigning today in his home state of Florida, where he plans to cast his vote tomorrow. Joe Biden, meanwhile, is giving a speech today on the pandemic in his home state of Delaware. At last night's final presidential debate, both men painted a very different picture of the health crisis that's killed hundreds of thousands of Americans. Here's President Trump.
It will go away. And as I say, we're rounding the turn. We're rounding the corner. It's going away.
And that was in stark contrast to comments from Joe Biden.
We're about to go into a dark winter, and he has no clear plan, and there's no prospect that there's going to be a vaccine available for the majority of the American people before the middle of next year.
For a look at what we learned in the final debate before the election, here's NPR senior political editor Domenico Montanaro. Domenico, why don't we start with how each candidate portrayed the pandemic? What stuck out to you?
Well, you know, it was the entire first half hour of the debate, which is what most people likely wound up watching most. And, you know, a lot of it was Trump on the defensive. You know, he'd rather talk about almost anything else than this. You know, he wants things to open back up. He wants to move on from the pandemic. And a majority of Americans continue to disapprove of the way he's handling it. And cases are spiking all around the country. So that's a place Biden was happy to be in. He laid out a plan. And the Trump administration continues with mixed messages, insisting they don't want to tell states what to do, except that he wants schools to open and for businesses to open back up. You know, Biden also spoke about the president's efforts to, you know, like you said, have talked about with healthcare and with the coronavirus. They're all intertwined.
Let's talk about health care. Biden spoke about the president's efforts to dismantle the Affordable Care Act. Health experts say that would take away health care from millions of people. But the president accused Joe Biden of wanting to socialize medicine, which Biden denied. He said he would keep private insurance. After the president mentioned Bernie Sanders, Biden said this.
He thinks he's running against somebody else. He's running against Joe Biden. I beat all those other people because I disagreed with them.
Well, Domenico, what do you make of Biden's efforts to distance himself there from the progressive wing of his party, not just, by the way, on health care, but also on fracking, which he said he would not ban except on federal property?
Yeah, I mean, this isn't new. Biden, like Biden said, you know, Trump has tried to paint him as a socialist, has tried to make him look like a Trojan horse for the quote unquote radical left. It's why Trump, frankly, didn't want to run against Biden in the first place, because it's a much harder thing to stick to him. And while that doesn't make progressives happy, a lot of Biden's positions do line up with the middle of the electorate. And that's why you've continued to see him overperform with white voters, especially older voters, and see if it holds. You know, that's going to be a big piece of this. You know, and it's a needle that Biden really had to thread to win the nomination. I mean, he and President Obama believe in a lot of these progressive ideas, but believe you have to win first, and that making progress is about making things better and won't happen overnight, as President Obama said in Philadelphia.
President Trump criticized former Vice President Biden for not getting enough done during the Obama administration. Here he is talking about the criminal justice reform issue.
You were vice president along with Obama as your president, your leader, for 8 years. Why didn't you get it done? You had 8 years to get it done. Now you're saying you're going to get it done because you're all talk and no action, Joe.
We got a lot of it done.
Maybe you can respond to that. And Domenico, Biden said the Republican Congress was one reason that he and Barack Obama could not get certain things done. What's your reaction to what was said by both?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously there are three chambers or three pieces of being able to pass some, you know, of this policies. And, you know, the Obama administration focused at the beginning, of course, on the stimulus to try to save the country from the Great Recession, then moved on to health care. It had other things that, you know, people wanted them to prioritize, like immigration, for example. But, you know, they figured health care is a big ticket item. They were able to get something done on it. And now you see Joe Biden coming out with saying that he wants a public option on health care, which is something that the left was critical of President Obama for not having in the first place. And, you know, I think some of the activist wing of the party wants to obviously to go even further than that.
Do you think this debate moved the needle for any voters?
It's really unlikely. You know, I think that one Republican strategist I talked to this morning said that he thinks still Trump is going to lose, but that where this might make a difference is in red and purple states for those down ballot candidates, maybe some of those soft Republicans, you know, who wouldn't have voted necessarily for You know, their Senate candidates that might have voted all Democratic now might split their tickets. But that was an interesting thing for the strategist to say, that he thinks still that they will split their tickets, meaning that they're not going to vote for Trump.
NPR's senior political editor, Domenico Montanaro, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.